It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. We are live at Circa Sports Kentucky, which is at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. Excited to be here today. Their grand opening coming up on Saturday. And we lead things off with the Big Cheese, I guess is what we're going to call him. Derek Stevens is with us, who is the owner. What is your title?
Yeah,
you're the owner. You're the man.
I'm the owner and chief executive officer of Circa Sports.
And you are one of my favorite people because I have I have stayed at Circa in Vegas many times. Stadium Swim is my home away from home, and my best friend is immensely jealous of me right now. But we're so glad that you are on with us, and thanks for having us here at this beautiful new sports book.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's been a great day today. You know, we got to cut a ribbon here to officially open this sports book here in Franklin, Kentucky. And you know, I stayed in Nashville yesterday. Stayed yep. right downtown. Had a great meal over at the Detroit Cowboy.
Oh okay. Yeah, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, and Joe Vaccari are the owners. And Joe and I are partners in a restaurant in Vegas called okay. Andiamo.
Yep.
So we had dinner there, made it up this morning, right up the highway. Easy to get here. And, you know, this was the first time. I was here like about 6 weeks ago, but the screens weren't working.
Yeah.
But now the screens are on. This is the new Daktronics board, 80-foot screen here. So I love what I'm seeing here.
Yo.
I'm very excited to make this investment here in Southern Kentucky.
It's awesome, too, because, like, if you haven't been to the one in Vegas, it's very similar. With the board, you got all the boards up, and you can walk up and place your bets, watch whatever game is on. I have sat in the Circa Sportsbook watching the Nashville Predators play, which has been very, very cool, and the Titans as well. So why Kentucky? Why this area here at Kentucky Downs? Why was that where you wanted your next sportsbook?
Well, you know, when I walked through here a little less than 2 years ago, and this was just a parking lot, and I just saw something. We're coming right off the turn here at Kentucky Downs. The regulatory environment in Kentucky is really terrific. So that was something that made me interested in making this investment. Obviously enamored with I love Nashville.
Yeah.
And I love the growth of Nashville. So it was those elements kind of came together. I got to meet the owners here of the Mint, Mark and Ron. And we've hit it off very, very well. And I love they were going to expand here at the Mint. So it all just kind of came together. We thought, okay, this is the place where we wanted to make a pretty big investment for us and really make this like the hub of our investment of Circa Sports really in the Midwest.
I've never been to Vegas, which is kind of crazy to say that, but I'm telling you, this is perfect in here. I mean, you'd have to hire somebody to make me leave for the seats that are, because they're so nice and the big screen yeah. and everything, but it's like just hanging out with your buddies. Is that kind of what you want to get people out there to come here and relax?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we wanted to create a destination. So, like, with our sports book at Circa in Las Vegas, we created the world's largest sports book. And a lot of the things are the same. Like you said, the odds board's right behind you. So that's all done by Daktronics. The video screen where you can watch all the games you want is a Daktronics screen. This is the brand new one, 1.9 pixel pitch, and it's an 80-foot screen. Exceptionally clear,
nice.
Great refresh rate. The lounge chairs are through our vendor. So we kind of designed it all kind of the same. We wanted to create a great environment for you to come out. Whether it's lunchtime, whether it's dinner, if you want to come out with your wife, you want to come out with your friends, your buddies, great place to eat, great place to get some drinks, and great place to make some bets. And, you know, Circus Sports, we're kind of known that we take big bets, so we want people to come out. We wanted to create something where people would say, hey, I want to get into my car. I want to drive here. I got to check this place out.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly right. Derek Stevens with us, the CEO of Circus Sports. So somebody's in Nashville, never been here. What do you tell them?
I tell them you got to check it out. I mean, I think this is going to be the nicest sports book in the Midwest right here. You know, and if you've seen the sports book we have out in Vegas, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're trying to talk about. But I think this is the biggest sports book in the Midwest, and certainly the most comfortable. And boy, what a great place this is! I mean, this is unbelievable. The sound in here. I was really concerned about the sound. If you watch a game like, and you said you watched a Predators game yep. over at Circa in Las Vegas, the sound you get if you have the sound down is really unbelievable. So I'm real happy with the sound. The picture clarity is unbelievable, and it's made really to, for a Sports Bettors Paradise.
It's perfect.
I just keep looking for the world's longest bar because, like you have.
Well, I saw they put a big bar up here. They got this the brand new circle bar over yeah. there. That's pretty. That's a whole new investment too. So yeah. pretty cool.
You like walking through, talking to people. You seem absolutely. Like a people guy.
Absolutely. That's what I love to do. I mean, yeah. I'm fortunate enough. I own a casino, run a casino. But the only real difference in my job, like at night, is instead of going home, I get to walk the casino floor. I get to watch sports. I love sports. So yeah, it's a great fit for me.
Good.
Well, we're excited to be here in our partnership. I know you got to go. You're going back to Vegas, so we'll let you go on that. But thanks so much for having us. We're looking forward to this.
Hey, I appreciate it. 102.5. I'm glad we're going to be doing something here. You guys are going to be here like I think once a week the whole season, right?
We are, and I think we're coming out to Vegas for Titans Raiders too. So
oh, perfect.
We're looking forward to that.
So we're best friends. So
yeah, all right. Put that down. All right, guys. I'll see you,
sir.
Hey, thanks
Derek
a lot.
Stevens joining
Thank you.
Us. To start things off here on the program, and we appreciate him. We just heard from Cam Ward, and thank you so much. We appreciate it. We just heard from Cam Ward as they wrapped up practice for the day, and, you know, nothing really too crazy coming from him, you know, talking about, I guess, the deal with Jeffrey Simmons and all that. It looks like they're moving on.
Well, I like that. And the first question is asked about what inspiration you take from watching other rookie quarterbacks who have made kind of – you want to kind of pattern your game after that. And he's like, yeah, I mean, be honest with you, I don't have time to. Like, I'm busy. And I'm like, he's been nothing but football.
Yeah.
Since he got here, we saw him in the workouts with Shedeur Sanders when there was no goofing off, just playing football. So it's good. Now, we still don't know what's going to happen Friday night in the game. Again, we default back to our good friend Tim Hasselbeck, and we've talked to Toronto about this as well, is that you'd like to see Cam take the first half into the second half a series. I don't know. Do you really want him going to Denver and not taking a team into halftime yeah. yet? I don't know. So we'll see what happens.
I'm with you, man. I just feel like that would make the most sense. Now, you know, you gauge how things are going. I haven't looked at the – I think it's supposed to be a little cooler Friday, but no precipitation or any of
I
that.
I can't say it. I just – no rain. All right.
But, I mean, I think what you'd have to do is just let him go out there, gauge it, and then go through the half.
No, I totally agree.
And I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't want to see Trevor Siemian. I sure as hell don't want to see Brandon Allen. I like to see Cam do the whole game, but it's not going to happen. But I would still – the concern level of going to that Denver game when you have not played an entire game is something because it's going to be hot in Denver on September the 6th or 7th, whatever that day is. And are you ready, man? That's it. You got 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks yep. to be ready.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too. He was asked about going through cuts for the first time. Restrepo was specifically brought up because I think we all know he's not making the team. Now, he could be on the practice squad.
Right.
I would assume he would be on the practice squad. But, you know, it's I don't think I've really appreciated how difficult this time of year is until – you know, the last few years, because these guys, for the most part, have been together since April. And you go from, you know, getting to know these guys, and, you know, if you're being realistic, you know who's going to make it and who isn't, for the most part. But now it's like after, I don't know when the cut deadline, I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday or whatever, but you're going to have half your team that's here right now gone.
No, you're exactly right. I'm looking at the Titans depth chart right now, like specifically wide receivers. They got DK, Io Manor, Mason Kinsey's moved up and then dropped to third team is, you know, Bryce Oliver, Jaquan Jackson, James Prochet. I mean, so they're not taking 9-10 receivers on this list. So the competition in some places, when you cut these guys, is going to be, man, all right, we're going to cut this guy, but God, I hate it. Somebody's going to pick him up. And to me, that would drive me crazy because the guy that you cut goes and – LeGarrette Blount is one that comes to mind. One that comes to mind. But, again, how much were he to play with Chris Johnson there? We don't know. But the Blount ended up winning one with the Eagles and two with the Patriots Super Bowls.
Yes, he has 3 Super Bowl rings, and I have held one of them. So, because I've talked to LeGarrette a few times about that, and he was like, yep, that was probably the biggest mistake. And Jeff Fisher has said that. That was one of the biggest regrets. Well, but he knew. There was really
that was the thing, and I still to this day. You remember, for those who don't remember,
was
Garrett
it Javon
Blount.
Ringer that they kept instead of him?
Yes, it was. Blount was the one Oregon player that hit the Boise State player who was being taunted, and I look you in my face like that. Doing sometimes you can't walk away. Anyway, he came here, and then he had a practice before the cuts happened, and I Fisher will deny it, but I think they pushed Blount after the. I was there. They pushed Blount after the play. They were shoving him, and he got tired. He snapped.
Yeah.
He went after, I think it was Bakhtari, was a defensive end.
Him, yeah.
And then Blount was cut after that. I think they wanted to see what his temper level was. But anyway, cuts happen, and then once they're gone, you've got to believe, like, hey, that, all right, we're better off going this way than that way. That would drive me crazy as a GM.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Titans have officially activated cornerback Legarius Sneed from the PUP list. So he was out there today. He is, and he said after practice that he feels like he'll be ready for week one. We'll see. He hasn't done anything in the offseason or in training camp, but
right.
We'll see. He's officially off the milk carton, Dr. Crane. He is available. So. We'll see what happens with that. We'll have more from practice to talk about that coming up next. We're live again today at the Circus Sportsbook here at Kentucky Downs at the Mint Gaming Hall. Their grand opening is coming up Saturday from 11 to 7. The Weekend Huddle will be here doing their show Saturday morning from 9 to 11, 5629 Nashville Road in Franklin, Kentucky. It is literally right across the state line, probably 35, 40 minutes from Nashville, a very easy drive up I-65. So you're going to want to check this out starting Saturday. They're going to do a deposit match. All customers, new and existing, are eligible for up to $250 in deposit match on the Circus Sports Kentucky mobile app. And so you need to do that on Saturday. We'll tell you more about what all they have going on coming up. It's Chase and Big Joe here on 102.5 The Game.
Anything from the scuffle, I guess, with Jeffrey the other day, anything come out of that in terms of things you can gain?
Did I learn anything from it? Jeff strong as I would say. It was fun at the same time. And I think it was what we needed, though. I mean, we love competing, especially me and Jeff. And, you know, I'm excited to have that man as my teammate. And so, I mean, I can't wait to see what he do. No, Sundays I already know what he about, but I get to see the real thing coming soon.
That was Cam Moore just a few minutes ago talking about the scuffle. Chasing Big Joe live at Circus Sportsbook at Kentucky Downs at the Mint Gaming Hall up here in Franklin, Kentucky, about 35, 40 minutes from Nashville. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say to his answer. I love his answer. Like, I thought his answer was great.
It's a big old kid, man.
Here's the difference. He laughed at it. He took it in stride. He said, hey, I'm glad that happened. I love having that guy on my team. He's strong as you know what. Like, we're competing. That needed to happen. That shows that we're out here competing and have that. Whereas Jeff just took it as an opportunity to say, to blame the media and say we blew it up too much.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid, right? I mean, he's just having fun and going there. And Simmons sees it completely different, but I don't know. I think now at the point, like, all right, they've talked, they moved on, here's what's happening, go. It happens again, it'll be another huge story that goes on. But, I mean, I just so much non-focus on just football. It would drive me crazy. It's like concern about what happens when you step on the practice field every day to get good work in and then get it done. And now you're talking about – the shoving, the pushing, what's going on in Simmons, it's such a detraction from what you're trying to get done. Hopefully they can shut out the noise and get it.
Look,
this is a bad football team. We know this, right? Going in, you don't need any distractions.
Right. And here's the thing, because I know some of you listening are going, would you move on? Would you let it go? Now that Cam has spoken, because the way they do this is, you know, the head coach talks after practice or before practice the next day. And then Jeff talks after that practice, and then Cam talks after this practice. They've now spread this out for 3 days. now that all parties involved have spoken, we can move on.
It just shows you there's nothing else over to really talk about.
No.
Because there's a lot of unknowns. I'm looking at the two deep and three deep today, thinking, all right, who's going to get cut? What's going on? I've never heard of this guy. Oh, when they sign this guy? What's going on? They got a lot of mix and match going over there. You know, we go back to Vrabel in 2021 when he brought in 91-something players. I think, you know, we're kind of seeing some of that now with this roster. It's like they're – but every team does that. Bring in this guy and cut that guy. It's just more focused on the Titans because they're in our backyard. But I do. I expect more changes to happen. And I think what we see Friday night versus the Vikings as opposed to the first game, probably 10 different guys in there from what you're going to see Friday night.
Yeah. I just – it was funny. Like somebody says on – by the way, the way that – we'll have to tweet this out. The way this is set up, we're in a TV studio. And so I keep looking and seeing myself at different camera angles.
Right. Camera 3 is all you too, man.
Yeah. Camera 3 – or is that Cam – I think that's Cam 1. That's Cam Ward.
Cam Ward over there, okay.
Cam Newton in the middle.
Right.
And Cam – Sutton other over one. Here.
Yeah, all the cams. This is
look,
nice.
I just love his attitude. I really do. And like we had a texter on our text line, Nevada Josh said, he said, Ward, he's going to do some things this year, man. With that answer, man, that boy got it in him. And like we always hear Derek. You're not going that far yet?
No, I'm not.
He's got to show it. He's definitely got to show it.
Talk all day long. It sounds good.
You got to show it.
I mean, Chris Henry was the best-looking football player at running back I'd ever seen. He was terrible. You know? I mean, I got to see it on Sundays. We can lavish praise on Cam Ward, but you ain't going 2-for-7 versus the Broncos. I mean, they ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
Broncos can put their number ones at you. It's a huge game. I mean, this is, to me, one of the biggest football games in the history since the Titans moved here in 1997. Huge.
Yeah.
Because of all that's going on, all that's happening. Mariota was not a number one pick. He was number two. Now you get the number one pick. New GM. New all the stuff that's going on. I want to see what happens now. I mean, that's the itch now is there. Enough of this. Cam's the greatest. Nice guy.
I know. I agree. Like, don't anoint him yet. He's got to prove it. Let's let him prove it first. Mike says, you and the media are what make it a bigger deal. The teams let it go, but y'all just keep talking. Okay.
Cam talked about it today.
And guess what? You keep listening.
We'll keep asking, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it is what it is.
Yeah, we'll keep asking the question, man. So
Brian says, this team better get ready for noise. Being as bad as they're going to be in this fan base, being fed up with it, I think it's going to be a rough season for these guys from the fence side of things. Empty stadiums and the boo birds will be flying early.
That's it. That's why the game's so important in Denver. And we talked earlier, you don't appreciate losses. You don't like losses. But in the second half, they go out there and they play really well, and they lose 24-21 on a last-second field goal. I mean, you take some good things away from that. You never want to accept a loss, but that's why it's so important. They win that first game versus Denver. Can you imagine? We went through the thing a few weeks ago about what would happen had they beat the Bears last year when they should have. How that would springboard this team into a different direction. That's why that game is so critical, game one.
Oh, 100%. Let's see. Kevin says, I have been against Jeff on many things, but not this one. The media blew this up and took the complete wrong angle. The angle to this story was fire in the Titans training camp, the new dog scuffle with the old dog. There was no one in the wrong. This is what happens, and just like Cam said, exactly what needed to happen for this football team. The media buried the real headline here when went the complete wrong way with this story.
Went the wrong way? He shoves Simmons in the back.
Yeah.
You imagine he does that versus the Broncos. He shoves their guy in the back.
Yeah, that's going to end.
He's going to come back with his arm gone.
Okay. Here's and Kevin and Mike, I thank you for weighing in. I want you to understand something. What I can't stand is when people just lump everybody together, like the media. If you actually listen to individuals give their opinion, which is what we do, that's why we do these shows, you probably would hear some things you actually agree with. But the problem is so many times you just want to lump everybody together. And we're all guilty of it. I've been guilty of it. This was a story because they didn't just come out like after that happened. Callahan should have walked up there and said, like, yep, had a little thing today. you know, is what it is. I've talked to the guys. They know, you know, you don't need to hit the quarterback, even though Cam kind of took the first punt or first push, like, you know, whatever, move on. Let those two, let Simmons and Cam talk, and then you move on. And then, yes, it's done. But they have prepared statements, and they, you know, wait a day and all this stuff. And so, yeah, it becomes a story. That's what makes it a story.
They had a fight at practice.
And they had a fight, and the fact that Simmons gives a statement, don't want to answer questions about it, makes it a bigger story. Don't blame us.
Right. Had this been a fight between Bryce Oliver and Restrepo, nobody would have cared.
Yeah, nobody would have cared.
It would have been like, oh, hey, the guy's tough. But when the guy who's been notorious for starting stuff at camp and Simmons is involved in yet another skirmish at practice, this time with your quarterback, it's a story. Now, it's not a story anymore. I get that. It's been. Everybody discussed it and moved on. But at the time, that is a story. When your marquee defensive line, one of the top defensive lines in the NFL, something to smile about, is starting stuff with your quarterback, that's going to be talked about. But now it's over. Now you worry about the Vikings on Friday and then Denver in 16 days from now.
615-737-1025. 0900 wants to know, is the sports book for all sports or just horse racing? It is all sports. This is a brick and mortar sports book. You can come watch football or, you know, and bet on everything.
I mean, you've been to these places before. I haven't. I walked in. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is 45 minutes from Nashville on a hot day. I'm parking my tail in here, man.
Oh, 100%. Coming up next, we'll look at some other things from practice and also the news that Legarius Sneed has been taken off the PUP list. He is available. What does that mean moving forward for the Titans secondary? Also, actor Paul Reiser going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll tell you about what he's got going on actually up here here in a little bit. So we will do that all ahead. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, live today at Circus Sportsbook in Franklin, Kentucky on 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, live on this Wednesday. We're at Circus Sports here at the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs, 5629 Nashville Road. Their grand opening, 11-7 on Saturday. You can all customers, new and existing, are eligible for up to a $250 deposit match on the Circus Sports Kentucky mobile app, only able to be redeemed at the Circus Sports Kentucky retail sportsbook counter at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. The promotion runs from now, August 20th, through the 24th, and they have much more that's going to be going on coming up this weekend. This place is awesome. If you're watching on the stream, you can see it behind us. Really cool view, but people still weighing in. You know, it's the media's fault that we keep talking about the scuffle, but, you know, people want to talk about it too, so there is that. Kevin says... says a lot of things. Joe, did you have guys you played with that were soft? What did the big dog on the team do to the soft guys? You know, buddy, what Cam did was stick a fork in the guy who barks a lot but also whines when he's poked. He poked the bear. Happens in college, Little League. I'm sure the pros, too. Cam is trying to toughen up Jeff. Jeff is soft and Cam knows it.
I hope that's not the case. I hope Cam Ward's trying to toughen him up.
I'm going to say this right now. I don't think Jeffrey Simmons is soft.
No.
By any means.
No, not at all.
I would never say that. I don't believe that. I think he lets certain things get to him that he shouldn't, and as someone that lets certain things get to him that he shouldn't, I understand.
I thought that Cam's doing that. It's just playfulness, but –
yeah,
it's not really at this level.
I like that they're out there competing like this. I like that they're
it's
fighting.
It's what we're talking about at camp because there's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else going on at the outside linebacker or the, you know, thank God Sneed came back today because now we can talk about that.
Right.
You know, now it's like, all right, some tangible things that are happening with the football team overall instead of pushing and shoving in practice. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Legarius Sneed. I mean, what is a true expectation of him? Like, do we think he's starting week one?
He's in the already the depth chart number one plugged in. So, yeah, right? I mean, I think that's what's going to happen. He's there. And if he's healthy, he's released from everything else. Start practicing. Let's go. I don't think we'll see him Friday night, but.
No, and you don't need to. I mean, that's fine. Just let him practice and get his, you know, football shape. Back in football shape and all that stuff.
Yeah, so he's plugged in at left corner, Legarius Sneed, and then at right corner is Jarvis Brownlee, and then Amani Hooker and Xavier Woods. That's your secondary. Those are your guys. And then Roger McCreary is your nickelback that comes in there. But they think he can go. Look, if you can help the football team, put him in there. I think his salary is $17.6 million.
Yeah.
So get in there and play, man. Let's have it going on.
Sonny, we're still talking about the fight because the quarterback talked about the fight today. Is that okay with you?
Sonny.
Sonny says, why are we still talking about this fight? Talk about something else, please. The quarterback just spoke on it 20 minutes ago.
That's right.
So that's why.
And it's a fight. We all turn our heads.
Why don't you take it up with him?
Hey, Cam, this is Sonny. What you up to today? Do you mind stop talking about that fight? We got stuff going on.
I just laugh when people are like, please move on. Like, oh, okay. Yep, sure. You run the show, so we'll do that. Actually, no, we're not. I think we both agree that this team doesn't have very much of a pass rush. In the middle linebackers, I am really just not sure about. The defensive front, the defensive line with Simmons and you know, big man.
Tavondre,
thank you. Yeah. Sweat. I feel good about them. And then if this secondary comes together, does that change your view of the defense?
No. Can you name the four linebackers on the depth chart right now that are starting? You can name one.
Cody Barton.
Okay, that's one.
Cedric Gray.
Nope. He's number two.
He's what?
He's running with the twos.
I don't know.
One outside backer is Draymond Jones.
Okay, yeah, they just signed him.
The other inside backer, James Williams Sr. And then the other outside backer,
he's had a good camp,
is the loudmouth Arden Key.
Yeah.
I don't think he's any good.
Okay. Where are you seeing this, by the way?
ESPN.com. Yeah, their depth chart, Titans depth chart.
Cool.
They're not there. They plugged in Snead right at corner. So I'm assuming that's updated because he's now eligible to play and to get in there. That's the whole thing. We don't know about this defense. I don't know these guys. I really don't. Hell, Jim Wyatt doesn't know these guys. That shows you. I mean, they're bringing in people left and right. That's why we'll see after. There's a lot of unknown. And let me tell you this. The unknown is better than knowing they're terrible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Draymond Jones might be the second coming of Lawrence Taylor. I don't know.
Right.
I'm excited to see these guys in action versus Denver. I could care less about Friday night with the Vikings.
I think the crazy part about this team and a lot of the – because of the unknown and what you said is they could very well be a lot better than we think, and they very well could be a lot worse than we think.
It could be the worst team ever put in the NFL.
Going into – based on everything that you know right now, can you honestly say this is the 32nd team in the National Football
League? No. Can't.
I don't feel that way either.
I don't know. I don't know these guys. I mean, maybe Jarvis Brownlee has another breakout year. Maybe Snead comes back and plays like a top-level cornerback. I like Amani Hooker. He's always around the ball. Maybe Xavier Woods can be that other safety that they need. I mean, there's things that we don't know yet. That's why the Denver game is so important because, look, they go out there and somehow, some way, pull off a victory in Denver on that, and they come back for two home games versus the Rams and the Colts. I mean, it's a wholly different season we're going to see right now. And maybe these guys can do it. Sebastian Joseph Day, I like him.
Yep.
He's overshadowed by Sweat and Simmons, which is fine.
The FCC doesn't like him, but.
Yeah, right?
But we like him.
Which is fine. So they got some talent here. Could come. You just never know. And, yeah, I know we made a lot of the pushing and shoving because your quarterback and your star player involved. That's why. And then so now, you know, they get a week off, 2 weeks actually, between the last preseason game and Denver. And, well, get your things in a row, man. We don't enjoy talking about quarterback shoving your defensive lineman. We don't have to talk about other things that are tangible on the field, but right now we don't know.
Are the Tennessee Titans today better than the Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts?
I don't know anything about the Colts. I don't know.
I think their roster outside the quarterback is probably a little bit better than the Titans, at least on paper. But if Daniel Jones is your starting quarterback – I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, you get one Daniel Jones career win over the Vikings in the playoff, and you're good to go with all that. So I don't know. I mean, but that's game three, and that might, you know, does Anthony Richardson stir the pot? Give me a trade. Get me out of there. There's a lot of things that could happen. with the Colts. Real quick, let me ask you this. You've been to Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
To a baseball game?
Yep.
There's a baseball game on in the studio. Has the sun ever shone on a Pittsburgh Pirates baseball game? Every time I took on a Pirates game, it's always overcast and cloudy. Every time.
Yeah, the one I went to, it was shining in right field where I was sitting.
Was it nice?
Or left field. Yeah. No, it was right.
I mean,
yeah,
look
it
at was this. Nice.
It's one of the nicer parks I've been to.
But it's always overcast and dreary when I turn on a Pittsburgh Pirates game. Those helmets are so cool. But every time I turn on a Pirate, so it's over your shoulder, I'm looking. I'm like, another. I could tell you what stadium and game that is without even knowing the teams.
Yeah.
It's overcast.
PNC Park. Right next to what was Heinz Field?
I forget. What is it, AccuSure?
Yeah, something like that. Acupuncture.
Something like that, what you need.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coming up next, something we didn't really talk about much yesterday. TD and Jeremy Fowler did an article on ESPN.com that, about the number one pick and all those things with the Titans. And there was a little nugget in there that talked about Amy Adams Strunk did consider moving on from Brian Callahan last year, ultimately decided not to. We'll discuss that and much more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. We're live at the Circa Sportsbook here at the Mint at Kentucky Downs in Franklin, Kentucky, right across the border between Tennessee and Kentucky. Dr. Crane, who did a fine job this morning on Next Man Up, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And be a hero and save a life today at the 12th annual Williamson County Battle of the Badges Blood Drive. The drive will be held at Brentwood Concord Road Library today, going on right now until 6 o'clock. 102.5 The Game will be on hand until 2 with swag to give away and a chance to win free concert tickets. So please go and check that out. But we're excited to have a partnership with Circa and to be here. DVD will be here as well. Tyron Davenport and Jeremy Fowler have done a very nice article about Cam Ward, the number one pick history, including Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, and how it hasn't fared well when it comes to head coaches having the number one overall pick. There are a lot of quotes in here from Brian Callahan and Cam Ward talking about, the journey to this point. But what's interesting is ESPN roster rankings that just came out have the Titans 28th out of 32 teams. So Joe and I just discussed it of, do we truly think that this is the 32nd ranked team in the National Football League? Both of us said no, and ESPN agrees and says they are 28th out of 32, Joe. So towards the bottom, but not quite at the bottom.
Hey, that's an improvement, right? Only way it goes up.
Yeah. So there's also, nuggets in here that the organization, that Amy Adams Strunk, considered making a coaching change and ultimately chose to stay with Brian Callahan. We've obviously given our opinion on him that there are things we need to see drastically improve when it comes to him being the head coach. I guess I will say, and they referenced this in the article, that, at least now he's going into year two of calling plays. He doesn't have a rookie quarterback as a first-year play caller. He's learned some things from that. So how much of a difference do you think that can make now that he has a year under his belt as a play caller?
None. I want to see you win games. Again, you go to the Patriots game, you're 1-5. I think that's their seventh game. They play Vrabel, and you get beat. I mean, geez, short fuse. We've seen it. We know what's going on there. That's why they got to win. I mean, it's going to be the same situation next year if they go 3-14.
So if you were making the decision, I know you want to win games, but let's say you only win 6, but Cam is showing, vast improvement from game 1 to game 17. Do you factor that in?
Yes, you have to. And say, all right, what's the, how are we trending, how you all the kids say today?
Yeah.
How are we doing? Are we going forward a little bit? Are we making progress? All right, where do we go from now? Look, you got him an offensive line. It's pretty good. I mean, according to ESPN, these analysts, that offensive line is a top 5 offensive line right now. So, good. But, yeah, you got to see. If you go 3-14, even 4-13, no, it's not it. I mean, it's a whole new staff. It's a whole new front office. And, you know, they're going to want their people to put in there. They always do. But
my guy,
if I'm Callahan, make it difficult for them. Make it really difficult. And it's as only good as your team can play.
Let's see. On our text line, Matthew in Nashville said, who is worse than the Titans? Let's see. ESPN's roster rankings have.
The Saints are brutal.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback.
The Panthers are brutal. I mean, there's right there.
So the Titans are 28th, 29th, the Jets, 30th, the Panthers, 31st, the Browns, 32nd, the Saints.
Yep. It could be worse.
I'd agree with that.
And look, Titans fans, we'll give you a little glimmer of hope. You play in the worst division in the NFL. You get me just better than three other teams.
The NFC South is pretty bad, too.
I'll take Tampa and Atlanta. Oh, you're right there. It's like start going down. The team's like, hold on a second. And like, yeah, all right, it's eerily similar to each other. Tampa is probably the Houston of their division. And then you throw in the Panthers, the Falcons, and the Saints. Yeah. Titans, I mean, Colts, Jets.
People kind of think Atlanta might be better this year. And, I mean, I've even heard some people say they think that Carolina might be better. But right now, I mean, Bryce Young did show improvement.
Yes, he did.
And that's why I think that coaching staff, Dave Canales, is back for
year
two.
Was it Frank Reich who drafted Bryce Young?
Yeah,
right?
He got 11 games with him and he got fired. Okay. He's mentioned in this article, which, you know, I mean, you can debate whether that was a raw deal or not.
But here's the deal. Win games. You don't write articles like that. Win games. You talk about other things that are going on. And that's what you could do. And we won't know how well this happens until the Denver game. So, look, I've seen big camp out there where the team is like, oh, my goodness. I mean, 2008, you didn't think they'd go 13-3. The camp was average. I mean, it was things that happened. But it clicks during that first week and see what you could do. But be excited about Cam. But also, I mean, there's some things to be concerned about. Throwing on his back foot, lazy throws that he has. I mean, that's just – you can't have that. But, again, he's a rookie. And no rookie really has come in and light the NFL on fire his first year. So, lots to see, man.
Who do you think the first coach to get fired will be?
Man, hold on. I'm probably going to say, if anybody during the season, it's Callahan.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say maybe Mike McDaniel. If Miami has a rough start, which I think they might, I think he's out.
The only thing is that owner really, really likes him. Really, Stephen Ross really likes McDaniel. I still think
Miami is 24th on this list.
I still think Titans start off bad, and Vrabel comes in here and thumps him. He's gone.
You may be right.
And then they got a game after that, and then a bye week. So you could, you know. And I hate it. I mean, I don't want to see Vrabel come in here and win. I'd rather see the Titans beat him by 50, and I hope they do.
Probably not.
But just don't know. I mean, for example, we were waiting to go on ESPN. There's some dude filling in for Pat McAfee. I don't know who it was. And they spent 15 minutes in the meat of their show talking about Mike Vrabel and how he's the coach now. He's the coach that you want to play for.
Yeah.
Because he's been through the fire. He's done all that. He's your guy.
So I would say Jonathan Gannon has got to do something with Arizona. He's only got 12 wins. He's been there since 2023.
Is that their guy? I didn't even know the coach's name. That's the most hapless NFL franchise.
If Raheem Morris, if the Falcons just go the complete wrong way, they were 8-9 last year, he's out. Harbaugh's good. McDermott's good. Canales needs to show signs of improvement from 5-12.
I don't think Tepper gets rid of him. I think he's good.
I think Tepper is just as crazy as Amy.
I think he'll keep that coach. That coach is good. Canales is a good coach.
Ben Johnson's a first year. Zach Taylor, they got to make the playoffs. I think if they miss the playoffs, even though they kept a mediocre to bad head coach for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've had terrible. David Shula, Marvin Lewis. Good Lord.
Stefanski with the Browns. He's been there since 2020.
Has he been there that long?
Yeah. He's 40-44.
Look, he didn't get Deshaun Watson. He didn't go fifth round Shador Sanders. All these guys were just kind of dropped in on him. So I think he's done a decent job despite being coach of the Browns.
What about Shane Steichen with Indy?
No.
I think he could be. Not the first coach. But
I think he gets a pass because Richardson's so bad. I think they're like, all right, let's see what we can do.
He's been a part of that group.
I know.
He was the one that drafted him, Joe.
Yeah.
But the GM drafted him. He didn't.
Well, I mean, he
was on the staff.
What you going to say? I don't like the guy, and they drafted him. He's there. So I think he gets a pass.
We're
going
to respect. We're going to agree to disagree on that one. Let's see. Pete Carroll's good. Harbaugh's good. McVay's good. Mike McDaniel, we've already mentioned. Kevin O'Connell, I think, is fine. Vrabel is his first year. Kellen Moore got the job with the Saints because I think McCarthy turned him down, and Kellen Moore was just there. I could see him being one and done.
Yes.
I don't think he's a head coach.
But same vein as in Callahan.
Yeah.
At least I think Kellen Moore called plays.
Brian Daboll could be the first head coach fired, even though they don't have a quarterback. But
Chase, all the media up there, I mean, that's all you see on ESPN is how great the Giants are going to be.
Okay.
Right?
That's a mess. Mike McDonald, no. Todd Bowles should be fine. Yeah. So I think that'd probably be it.
So Callahan's in the top three.
Oh, yeah. Callahan's in the group.
But again, that's why. Beat the drum again, Joey, on the Broncos game, how important it is. And that's just, we'll see. We'll know a lot about this football team after that game.
Coming up next, I enjoyed hearing the Next Man Up crew that Dr. Crane was a part of give their college football playoff predictions. And there was a theme that I heard in which I said to myself, Big Joe will absolutely love this. I will tell you what that is coming up next. As we start hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, we're live at the Circus Sportsbook at the Mint at Kentucky Downs today. It's right off across the border in Franklin, Kentucky, 5629 Nashville Road here in Franklin, Kentucky. They're going to be on Saturday, their grand opening, the Circus Sports Booth giveaway. We'll be doing a giveaway throughout the day where a Circus Sports Kentucky Sportsbook booth will be given away for every Sunday of the NFL season. That's 18 Sundays. So that is pretty cool. The giveaway is open to anyone who attends the watch party. The winner will be drawn at 6 o'clock Central Time, and the winner must be present to claim the prize. They'll also have a Titans giveaway. 4 lucky winners will win a stay at Circa Resort and Casino during the Titans game in October when they go play the Raiders. So this is a very cool spot. We're excited to be here. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.